There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. You know, it seems like I've been away for so long. I had to have someone show me how to get to the station today, but it's been time well spent. That's all I want you to know. And today we're going to be talking about the paranormal. It's just going to be me, plus any questions or any way that you want to be a part of the conversation. You can call in at 952-946-6205. If you want to join in, you have something you want to add, some question you want to ask, or is there some sort of paranormal thing that's been going on that you want to talk to me about? Also, you can send me an email. You could do so at comment at AM950 Radio. That's COMMENT. I'm also streaming on a number of Facebook streams at the moment. Obviously, AM950, Paranormal United Network 2, Minnesota Ghost Box, Parafriends Events. You know, so you can leave a comment in the comment section. I will see it, and we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. But first of all, David, do you know what annoys me the most? I got you off. I could see you. See, I'm not the only one that's rusty here. I'll tell you, David. I'll tell you what's annoys me the most is the fact that I don't like going grocery shopping anymore.
And, I never liked it at all.
Well,
the problem
is, though, today I went and I did my normal Sunday shopping, and you know, there's a lot of people around, and this is not about COVID or anything like that. It's just about how people just do not know how to move. They never leave. I was trying to get chicken. That's all I wanted, David. I wanted some chicken, okay?
Okay.
And I went, and I'm over in the freezer section, or the refrigerated chicken section, whatever you want to call it. I really don't care. It's not important to the story. And they just stood there looking through all the chicken, like I don't know if they were looking for the chicken. I don't know if they were trying to find the Shroud of Turin in there. I don't know what was going on in there, but they took their sweet time. It's like, listen, you're here to get chicken, not set up residence. Please move along. Get out of my way. I just want some chicken. And, you know, I get very frustrated about that very quickly. But common sense prevailed, David, as often it does with me. And I decided I am going to go do some stuff around the store, come back in a little bit, let them get their chicken, let them get out of the way. I got plenty to do. So what do? I go around the store, get my stuff. I mean, obviously, there's people all around. I mean, that's just, you know, that's another day. I get back over to the chicken. Now there's an employee going through all the chicken. Nowhere else, just right then and there. And I am now convinced that there is like buried treasure there, something hidden there, something maybe there's like a little village underneath the chicken. I don't know. But it was like, could you please? I just want some chicken legs. That's all I want. And it just annoys me that, you know, you have these people who set up camp, you know, at these places. You know, it's like, just get your food and move on. That's all you need to do. And it was a man and a woman. I don't know if they're husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, just good friends. I don't really care. But they both had to look at the chicken. They both had to stand side by side and look at the chicken. And I don't know why I just couldn't have moved. That's all I wanted. Is that too much to ask?
it sounds to me like we shop at the same store.
Right? No, I mean, it's very, very true. Very true. I did think that that's probably everywhere. I mean, I get it. And I'm sure I do it to people, too. But it was really just move it along. For goodness sake, move on. I went there last night, too, to get a steak. I had this kind of last-minute thing. I want to grill up a steak. So I go there, and I see, when I'm in the parking lot, a gaggle of people, like six of them, walking into the store together. And I said to myself, I bet they're going to the steaks. I bet that they're going to go right to the steaks. Sure enough, this small community went over to the steaks, and they just hung out there also. And at that point, I just want to get a steak and move along. So I just go over there. I'm like, excuse me, I just want to get through. Did they move? No, they did not move. They did not move at all. And so I finally got my steak after they were able to, touch every single package in the store. I was finally able to get my steak and move along. But I don't know. I think I should maybe wear a sash or something that says, get out of my way. Maybe something like that might be nice. A cape, perhaps. I don't know. But something needs to be done. And even on the way back home, I'm driving my car. I just turned out of the parking lot, and it's a road. It's not like a residential area. So it's a real bona fide road. Well, there's three bikers, not like, Harley bikers, but three teenage girls on just bicycles. And they're right in the middle of the lane. Like right in the middle of the road. And so I'm driving slowly, and I see them look back. I thought, okay, well, this is where they move along. And they're not, and I'm getting closer to them. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have to slow down now. I don't want to have anything. And so they're not moving. So I don't honk the horn. I give it a punch, just beep. And they move around, they look, and they're upset that I'm wanting to drive on the road. And they clearly went to Dairy Queen. And so one gets off, and then she wipes out.
Oh, no.
Just like, and I'm like, I refuse to feel guilty about this. Her blizzard and everything just went all over the place. She got up. To me, that means she's okay. But I was like, No. I refuse to feel guilty about just me wanting to drive on the road. If anything, the parents should have been like, telling them what a road really is and that it's meant for cars also. But, that's neither here nor there. What am I here for today, David? I don't even know anymore. I'm here for the paranormal. I'm here for the paranormal, not about it. I'm here for it. Over the last couple of weeks, because I think it's been nearly about 3 weeks since I've been in here, we had a great episode with Jeff Belanger that we recorded in June and finally played, I think, last week, talking about the Discovery Plus documentary, The Devil Made Me Do It. But I spent the last week, over a week ago now, since I've been back for a week, I went to Gettysburg. And I went out there, and it's the first time that I've ever been out, driven out to the East Coast in any sort of way. And it was really, really something. It was really incredible, actually. And one of the things I did, and that's what I want to talk about here, as well as anybody else who have anything that they want to talk about, I do not have to stick to this subject at all, but I did find it very interesting how paranormal it was. There's a lot of things that happened out there from the very first moment I actually got to Gettysburg, which I stayed at a house that was called the Stone House that was built in 1850. Okay, so this thing was built prior to the Civil War, and when you're driving out there, especially when you're getting close to that area, it's hard to keep your eyes on the road because everything around you is so beautiful, and everything around you is so has so much historical significance. Even if it's not a known place, all these houses are clearly built back in the day. And this house I stayed at, like I said, was built in the 1850s, and for those of you who read energy, and I don't think you have to read energy to know when something changes. You go into a room, you go somewhere, you feel like the air is a little bit thicker or something. That is often energy, trying to tell you something, energy, making sure that it knows that that they're there, making sure that you know that they're there. And as soon as I walked into this place, the energy was extremely thick, meaning that you would go through and you could like almost feel it. You know, you can almost feel everywhere. And it was three stories in a sense. You had an upstairs, you had a main floor, and you had a basement. The basement seemed to have nothing really going on there. The main floor was, you know, fairly serious. But when you went upstairs or you're going up the stairs of this place, you could just feel it envelop you. You could just feel that energy. And it actually took me by surprise because I didn't expect it right away. I went out there to go see an event called Dinner with a Ghost that John B. Cushman, who has been on the show before, he puts that together. It's an absolutely brilliant event. It's at a place in Gettysburg called Inn at Air Ridge. And I'll talk about that during the program also. But so I didn't expect it to start the moment I walk into this place. And I'll tell you, there's some stuff there that I've experienced that I've actually never experienced before that was very, very unique to what I've done and what I've been doing in the paranormal. It definitely let me know that it was there. And it actually showed itself to me. And I'm looking forward to talking about that a little bit and talking about how we're going to talk about all these wonderful experiences in Gettysburg. I also want to make sure if anyone has anything that they want to talk about, have you been reading any books? Have you been watching any programs? Have you been on any investigations yourself that you want to share? Let me know all about it. I want to spend the hour talking about all of our paranormal experiences. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bakken on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And we are talking paranormal today. I just got back from a trip to Gettysburg. Also made my way over to Virginia to go to the Octagon Mansion. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, this hour, we're going to be talking about just the trip, talk about other things paranormal coming up. But also, as I said before the break, I would like to talk to anybody about anything that they have on their mind paranormal-wise, ufology-wise, Bigfoot-wise. Have you been watching anything on streaming or television that you thought was interesting or you had some just general questions about? Or have you been reading some books that you think people should be interested in? I want to know. And you can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You are more than welcome to let me know what's going on. Be very happy to talk with you all. Also, I have Facebook on. There's some comments that if you want to just leave me a comment also, you are more than welcome to do so. And it would just have kind of a free-for-all tonight of just everything going on. So where I left off in my story, boring or whatever, is that there is where was I here? We were at this wonderful little house called the Stone House. This is where I'm staying. As I mentioned, the air was very, very, very deep, very significant, and I just was like really interested in seeing how serious that feeling was. I mean, I've been to places before that are that way, but I'll tell you what's different this time is that I saw them. And that's something that doesn't always happen when I go, you know, I mean, it's very rare to see anything. And to be honest, I come to you with this as being very much like I doubt it myself, to be super honest. And I don't know. David, is someone calling? I keep seeing the lights go on.
No calling.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So I guess I don't know when it's calling anymore. Because I see that light over in the side going off. So I wasn't sure if that's what that was. You see it going off?
No, I don't.
Take a look. It was going off. I'm not kidding you. See?
Oh, there we go. Now it's going off.
It's been going off for about 5 minutes. So, oh. Yeah. So I wasn't sure if that's calling or whatever. What I was saying, though, is this place is very, it was very active, had a lot of stuff going on. And I actually saw a whiff of like mist moving around, like in a straight line. And it's moving around. And I just was like, wow, this is something that is really interesting, because it's like actually seeing some sort of entity. And that is something that I have not seen before. And I saw it a couple times there. And it was like the background in the kitchen. This is where I saw it, was in the kitchen. It's dark appliances. So it's like you could easily see it. And I'm just like looking. I'm like shaking my eyes. Like, am I actually really seeing this? Because this is really pretty crazy that I'm actually seeing it. But the weirdest part, though, that night, as you all know, we have on here as a guest a lot of times, we have Aneon, psychic medium tarot card reader. Well, I reached out to her. I went and got some dinner, and I came back and like, can I walk through the house with you? You know, she's in Arizona. I'm using the, we're doing, you know, FaceTime, whatever it is. I'm walking through the place, and she's telling me what she's getting energy-wise. And what I see happening, I'm talking to her, I'm in the kitchen, the light is behind me, and this is at night, and in front of me is like the light is up against the walls and stuff. I see a black shadow move across, like it's actually, clearly it was behind me because it was a shadow on the wall in front of me. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, what is that about? So I looked at Anae, who's on there, and she just has this kind of this grin on her face. And I'm like, what did you see? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, no. Clearly, you have seen something. What have you seen? And she was like, nope, everything's fine. Like, it's not fine. It's clearly not fine. I can take it. What can you see? Well, she's like, there was somebody standing behind you. And it wasn't like she was getting the energy. She was getting she saw it. She saw it on camera behind me. Something was standing behind me. And I saw it because I saw the shadow on the other side. So clearly there was something there. And that was pretty ridiculous. We'll talk a little bit more about the Gettysburg trip. But right now I have Terry on the line from Columbia Heights. Terry, how are you doing?
One of them is from Gettysburg, and the other, and they both involve me. And then there's another one that happened here in the Twin Cities not too long ago.
Terry,
the Gettysburg one.
Hey, Terry, could you start?
Yeah.
Could you start over again? Because I got you kind of a little bit late. What do you have for me?
Okay, I have a story about Gettysburg, a personal story.
Yeah.
And then I also have one that happened to me here in Minneapolis or in the cities not too long ago.
Why don't we start with the Gettysburg one?
Okay. Well, a friend of mine, now this was in September of 2001, and we were on our way to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and we stopped in Gettysburg. We drove out there, and we spent the night in Gettysburg at the Gettysburg Hotel, and this was supposed to be the hotel that Abraham Lincoln stayed in when he was in Gettysburg. Anyway, we had a marvelous time. They were in period costumes and the whole bit. It was just great. Well, in the morning, we asked them if we could look around, and they said, sure. So we walked, and down this long hallway, we went back, and there's a ballroom back there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't open. We couldn't get in, but we went back there, and we looked in, and it was all period stuff. You know, there was nothing modern in there. But we heard music playing, you know, like old-fashioned music playing. So when we got done, we went back to the desk and we asked the gal behind the desk. We said, you know, we walked back to the ballroom. We couldn't get in. She goes, no, we keep it locked. And I said, well, we heard some music playing in there. And she said, well, that's not possible. And I said, well, we both looked at each other and we said, we both heard it. And she said, well, there's no electricity in there. There's no sound system in there. There's no, you know, and we both looked at it and she said, well, we heard the music, you know. So that was our touch with, you know, the paranormal in Gettysburg.
So, I mean, and then, oh, I was just going to say real fast, apart from that, how, I mean, just overall, what was your feeling about being in Gettysburg? Did you have like an overall feeling about being there?
Oh, yeah. I felt, you know, I always felt that there was somebody there that you couldn't see.
Yes.
And when we went out on the battlefield, that's one of the, we went to to the Pennsylvania Monument, and then we went to the Minnesota Monument.
Yep.
And then I wanted to see specifically, because I love the Civil War. I graduated with a BA in political science and a minor in American history. And I asked specifically the people in the park where Pickett's Charge was. And they showed me, and the air was so, it just felt like there was so much there. It was just awe-inspiring. And I could almost actually see the whole battle being, you know, fought out in front of me. It was just something, you know, I'll never forget it as long as I live.
I believe you know? I was just going to say, can you stay on with me? I'm going to take a break. Would you mind staying on with me? And when I get back, you can tell your other story?
I sure can.
That would be great. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk more to Terry. And I have some stories about the battlefields, too. You're listening to Ghost Box Live on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio. My name is Greg Bakken. And for those of you who are watching me on the Facebook stream, we find out that there is some kind of like weird audio glitch that is happening that we just, it's just some internet thing. And so for those of you who are paying attention and watching me through Facebook today, we're going to stop our stream and restart it. So I might lose out on some of the chat and whatnot, and I do apologize for that, but refreshing and a new stream will start up, okay? Also, for those of you who are interested, every Sunday night I do Ghost Box Live, which is me getting on Spirit Box and doing trying to reach out to your loved ones and relatives. And I know it sounds kind of weird, but you know, we even try to do it with aliens. And I know that some of you might be out there going, "Come on, we'll check it out, see what happens." It's every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Paranormal United Network, on Minnesota Ghost Box Facebook, on all these wonderful places. And we do reach out to folks. So definitely check it out, please. And then also, I always like to do a shout out to my friends over at Collective Dimensions. It's a wonderful new metaphysical store. It's technically not new, but it is a wonderful place in Crystal that you can go to get services like Reiki sessions, walk-in readings and healings. They offer wonderful classes and wonderful ways for you to learn more about yourself. And just that whole idea of oneness is very important. In fact, my plan is to go out there sometime this week, check in, say hi to everybody out there. Honestly, this is a wonderful, wonderful place. I know a number of my friends have already reached out to me saying, yeah, we've checked it out. It's really good. You can go to their store in Crystal, Collective Dimensions. Also, you could see all the classes and everything they have going on by going to www.collectivedimensions.com. Please check it out. They put a lot of work into making that website clean and very easy to follow. And then just all the wonderful services and wonderful things that they offer there. You will not be disappointed, especially if you are on the verge of trying to figure out what you want to do for yourself and how do you start the healing process or how do you start moving your mind in different directions. They're there to help and they will help. So once again, collectivedimensions.com. They're located in Crystal. Check them out. Now, where we left off, we were talking with Terry. Terry told this amazing story about the Gettysburg Hotel, which I was going to stay in. But unfortunately, they were booked because I decided to go there on their anniversary weekend of the Gettysburg battle. But Terry, you have another story that's more homegrown, don't you?
Yes, I do, Greg. I live in Columbia Heights, and there's a hardware store called Fratelloni's. And I was in there about, I was going in a couple weeks ago, and there was this lady standing up by the building, and she was talking on the phone really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman was walking in beside me, and I said to him, I said, isn't that kind of annoying? And he said, well, I just kind of tune it out. So we went into the store, I got what I needed, and I saw him coming out again. And I said, well, I hope you have a good day. And he said, well, bless you, Terry. And he walked out. Now this, I believe in guardian angels. And this gentleman I'd never seen before. I don't know who he was. I never introduced him, my name to, or give him my name or anything like that. And the whole thing, you know, I was kind of at awe about it because he knew my name, you know, and I just, you know, I thought this is someone that's there keeping an eye on me.
Because he said Terry.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, I had never seen him before, and then he knew my name, and I just, you know, I thought to myself, that's, you know, that's what, I believe in guardian angels, and I think that's what he was.
Now, have you ever run into anything like that before with any other, like, sort of like guardian angel or any sort of spirit sort of, in, I mean, apart from the Gettysburg stuff, or is this kind of some, you know, doesn't normally happen this way?
Well, no, I have run into things before. I kind of look, I'm very interested in this stuff, and I kind of look for things. My best friend's aunt, and this was years ago, but she had a cat named Morris, and we were at their house, and the cat was laying by me, and all of a sudden he got up, he started looking at something, and he got down on the floor, and he crouched down, you know, like he was hunting a mouse, and he went through the dining room and through the kitchen and come down the hallway by through the living room. And he sat at the bottom of the stair and he watched, you can see his head moving as he watched something going up the stair. And he crouched down again and he went up the stair. And then when he got to the top, you know, like a cat, round, you know. And so we know there was something in that house. We don't know what it was. We couldn't see it, but the cat, you know, the cat actually saw it. And, you know, I run into things like that all the time. You know, and it's just, you know, to me, I'm not an expert in it. I just see what I see, and I try to, you know, kind of make my own sense of it. But
I'm
very interested in that stuff. That's why I listen to you every week.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know what? That's a good thing, too, about it all is, I mean, not the listening to me part. I mean, I'm happy about that. But, you know, the idea, too, is like you're open to it. And Terry, just so you know, and I'm sure you know this, there are no experts in this. You know, if you hear someone say that they're an expert in the paranormal run, because honestly, we only know little bits and pieces, right? Only what we experience and stuff. There's no books or anything that, I mean, yeah, people publish books like there's no tomorrow, but it certainly is more of just what we experience, and you certainly seem to be very open to all of that.
Well, you know, there are other things that happen, and this happens to me quite frequently. I'll be going to go somewhere, and I'll need, like, my keys. And I know I take them off the hook. I have them in my kitchen. I take them off the hook, and I lay them on my desk right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out of the room, and I come back in, and my keys are gone. I can't find my keys. And I literally go looking all over my apartment. Then I go back into my office, and my keys are back there. I can't explain that either. And I know I leave them on the desk. I lay them there when I'm doing the computer, get up, walk out of the room, they come back, and they're gone. You know?
It's amazing, yeah.
I know, I believe very much that we have spirits living among us, you know, and I'm very, you know, like I say, I'm very interested in this stuff. I get everything, I read everything I can on it, and, you know, I don't want to be an expert either, because you're always learning something, and a person calling themselves an expert kind of means we know it all, everything there is to know, and like you just said, there's no way you can know it all because things change all the time.
Right. And also the fact, too, I think if we're an expert, it probably means we're dead, right?
That's kind of... Right. Yeah. Right. So, and there's another thing I'd like to just quickly.
Yes.
There's a DVD out there, and I got it. It's called the 8213 Gacy House.
Mm.
And what it is this when John Wayne Gacy was found, his old house was torn down in Des Plaines, Illinois. But they built another house on it, different style and everything. And what this story is this this ghost team, this ghost hunting team, go in there because ever since they put the new house there, nobody could live in it.
Oh, wow.
So they go in there and they are investing, and they get some pretty cool things going on. Now, I don't know if it's real. They got Des Plaines police reports, and it says if you find this girl that went missing there, if you find her, please call Des Plaines Police Department. And all the people end up dying for on this night. And then there are cameras, there are pictures that show, like, ghostly figures in the hallway, and they got one of these, you know, where they ask questions, and they're hoping to get the spirit to answer them. Well, they got the spirit to answer them, and it was really something, you know, something unnerving. But if you get a chance to look at it, especially you, because I know you're really in tune to this stuff, and you should watch that and see what you think, because I think that'd be one of these things that you could really have a radio show on.
Well, that's a great idea, and thank you very much for the call, Terry. I greatly appreciate it.
You, Brett, you keep up the good work. You got a great show, and you got a lot of great information.
Oh, well,
we need more people like you.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. And, you know, one of the things I do want to talk about, too, that Terry had brought up was the battlefields, and I'm going to definitely check out that DVD also, the battlefields themselves. And I didn't really understand what I was getting into when I went to Gettysburg, when it was talking about going on the battlefields. And I wasn't quite sure what that was in terms of, like, what the layout was, how you'd get in there. And you drive around. For those who've been there, you drive around. There's paths and stuff, and there's lots and lots and lots of beautiful monuments. And so what ended up happening was, after we did Dinner with a Ghost, we, a few of us, went out. They took me out. Technically, they're closed. The battlefields are closed at sunset. But, you know, it's not like they're gated off or anything. They could be if they wanted to be. But we drove through very respectfully, and that's always the key there, very respectfully. It was around 2, 3 in the morning that we went out there. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. And what that meant was that it's so calm. It's so calm, and it's eerie, and it's haunting. And all you could see is that you look at the night sky, which should be dark, but it isn't. And you see the silhouettes of the trees. You see the silhouettes of the monuments. You see all this wonderness. And we stopped. We got out of the car. We're not going to the monuments or anything. We'll do that during the day. We're just hanging out, just feeling the vibe, feeling the energy. And then comes the fog. And the fog, and I'm trying not to be putting, like, you know, this paranormal spin on everything, right? But this fog follows us. And you might be like, well, that's what fog does. It moves towards people. This stuff would appear out of nowhere, and it just rolls. And a lot of times it stayed maybe about 2 to 3 feet off the ground. Sometimes it got larger, but it truly just followed us around. And it was something kind of unnerving about it, to be honest. But the whole thing was so beautiful. And yeah, we did get some paranormal stuff. The people I went with, they went out 2 nights before also. And so they've been getting stuff. So I was kind of late to the party, so to speak. But, you know, a lot of people will tell you, it's like, oh, I see lights flashing. I always see lights flashing at the fields, you know. And I did too. But they're fireflies. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take another break, or take our final break? When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the battlefields. If anyone else has anything they want to chime in about, you're more than welcome to. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Yeah. And join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, as we're going to have the return of psychic medium tarot card reader Ane. Also add to that head pastor of Tamara Church. We are going to talk to her about how that's going. Plus, always, you're able to call in, get some readings. I mean, honestly, I don't think there's anyone better. There's a lot of talented people, but I always say, if you want a very, very accurate reading, get it from Ane. She's going to be back next week. Also, what I forgot to also mention is that Saturday night's Ghost Box Radio gets a replay at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on AM 950. But you can hear us all over the place at Spotify, Google, iTunes. You can get all the episodes whenever you want, as well as on am950radio.com. All I ask, if you get it from one of those sources, please consider leaving a positive review. I would really love to see and get some feedback, if at all possible. That would be amazing. We are talking about the paranormal. We're just kind of having a casual day here, talking a little bit about Gettysburg, we just got off the phone with Terry, talking about his experiences. Now we're going to go to Bob in Northeast, and he's going to talk to us about his first brush with the paranormal. Bob, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I was the guy who called in a couple months ago, wondering what the heck it was, when I could see kind of that.
That's right. Tone.
Yeah, and I've been meaning to write to follow up, because I did end up talking with Char.
Oh, good.
What a wonderful lady she is.
Yes, she is.
Haven't made it out to Collective Dimensions yet, but I think that's in the plans. I want to, you know, take that follow up.
I think you'll like it a lot. Yeah.
Take that course to kind of figure out how to proceed. So, but when you're talking about Gettysburg and that the weight of the thing, it reminded me of I'm doing air quotes here, a class field trip that we took when I was in college. And the professor had trained in the shaman ways, mm-hmm. and our TA, he was half Kickapoo and half Lakota off the Rosebud Reservation. And so he trained in the medicine ways. So they took us to this place that the professor had found had power. So just kind of, and that's all he really told us about it. And I really couldn't tell you where it was, because we broke down somewhere or started to overheat on the way. And so that was kind of a weird start to the thing. And there's five college kids packed in this car. But we get to this place, it's a gravel road, right at dusk, and I'm looking down the way, and I see like this little smoky black Gumby figure way down at the bend. I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm seeing things, because I only had one contact in, because it was bugging the heck out of me, and I ripped it out. So maybe I'm seeing stuff. But by the time we end up in the thick of the woods, if there was any moonlight, the overhead canopy was so thick that it was really, it's the most pitch black I've ever experienced, short of, you know, closing my eyes in a dark room. And walking along, and I was a little bit out front, and I'm starting to slow down because this pitch blackness is starting to kind of bubble and boil. I'm going, what in the heck? Mm-hmm. And then my TA comes up and goes, hold up there.
Yeah.
Yep. Stops me. Put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, you're about to get blasted. It's like, what? And he didn't explain anymore. But
would you say
something too?
Would you say it's blacker than black?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
But you could still see that, just everything was, but then it was starting to kind of bubble and boil, like I said, just right in across the path. And it's like, what in the heck is that? And this was in, doing air quotes again, upstate New York, which apparently is everything that's not New York City. So I don't know if there's any Civil War connections, or if there was like a Native burial ground over there, or what. But there was something going on.
No, and I appreciate that. And thank you for the call, Bob. We're running out of time here. But what I would say, what I would say though, is that that probably is something connected to the land. Would be my guess. It's a really interesting thing. And if you talk with Char again, I would ask her about that too, because I think she'd have a really good idea of what it is. There's so much energy, you know, sort of so much native energy in that area that I would expect that to be something very very much attached to that. Bob, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate you following up with me on that. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And also, Bob was talking about Char. Char is, you know, she's a medium. She's a healer over at Collective Dimensions. She's on the website. I would recommend to, once again, go to collectivedimensions.com and find something that fits for you, because I know a lot of you are interested in these concepts, and I feel like that to some people it might be too daunting, but if you go there and you just start talking with somebody over there, talk to Char, talk to Nikki, talk to Carl, talk to anybody over there, they're going to be able to help you figure out what's the best way to go and how to kind of dip your toe in it. No one's going to throw you in. They're going to, you know, they're going to work with you on that. And I personally have seen a couple of times what I would call blacker than black. One of these places, and one of these days, we'll really have a conversation about the Villisca Axe Murder House in Villisca, Iowa. I can remember it as well as it was yesterday, sitting up in the attic of this place that is really a very not great place, dark, and there's a reason for that. But I just see this black mass folding in on itself, and I was somebody with me, and it was just like, it was something I felt like that was trying to provoke us. The whole night was nothing but provocation. Ane puts into the comments here, shadow people and entities, which she would definitely know about. We're going to have her on at some point talking about her experiences with shadow people, which is very deep, and the idea of what they are. A lot of people don't know what they are. You know, we're not 100% sure, because it could be different things being shadowy like people at one time. But like her experiences, there's an author named Mike that we're going to have on, Rick Setter. He has had some really strong shadow people experiences. And I think when I can get it figured out, we're going to do an episode solely on shadow figure and get Ane and Mike on and talk about it, because this is stuff that people... You know, they watch the show as the thing to go into a room and start shouting in the air. Just know, sometimes there is repercussions, of what happens from there. So please, we're going to do that in an upcoming episode. Next week, we're going to have Ane on. She's going to do readings. We're going to talk about what's going on with her. And if anyone has questions about anything else, call in next week also. You have listened to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. See you all next week.